Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And once again, that's Sam Cooke. Change. I'm going to tell you about one change situation, and it has to do with prehistory. Listen to what I am saying to you. Now, Ohold is this republic in America. Ohold is this republic and this European power, superpower, two of them. And, you know, just like you have four gospel of Jesus Christ in the Bible, why is there a necessity for four gospels and a whole bunch of epistles? Do you think of any civilized grounds for those stuff? Like four gospels, like saying about blah 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 about Jesus Christ. Now, what I see when I want to talk about instance of change on planet Earth. Sam Cooke, a change is going to come. But this is one of the change that I am seeing here. There is no civilized government in the United States, or I don't know if of a civilized government anywhere on planet Earth, because when Africa becomes democracy, sometime into 1998 or something like that, when Africa, who is the world government, reduce itself to democracy, then, my friends, you don't see something wrong with that. These, we're talking about hominid, the first humans that developed in Africa. That's what we're talking about, if you don't know. No, no. What are you reading? The World History Textbook? Well, you know what? Whether or not you want to like it, you just get the Bible out of your mind about God and Jesus Christ died for sin. Because none of those things are true. None of those things are true. And if you think I am playing, call me right now or anytime through this program till 6 o'clock. You are able to call me between 4 and 6. I want to show you something that you, because of the scare and the fear for white sodomite men and their culture as a whole, they are all, the best character to liken them to is the Inquisition. If you know what these stinkers have done over the past few hundreds of thousands of years, you will be shocked. You will be shocked. And when I tell you the FBI and the Secret Service is not good for anything besides protect the presidency of the so-called United States. Keep them in criminal business. That's all. Now, whatever little thing you see they do on the lower level, make it seem like, oh, they represent America and the people of America. That is nothing more than homosexual impression. They know how to pretend. Just like, oh, you see, they are wearing clothes today. When did these white people begin to wear clothes? They write a Bible that a God make Adam and Eve and didn't put on a clothes on them until them sin. If you're reading the Bible, you will see what I'm saying to be true. Okay, is after they said the serpent beguiled them. And how could the serpent beguile them when the serpent tell them the truth and God confessed to lying? In the third chapter of Genesis, in the creation. Now, we are able to sit on these lies and be commanded by these sodomites. Fucking ass stinking criminal lies in a Bible and so-called AD and Adamani criminal bogus. You can't get anything more bogus. The same way they talk about Jesus died for your sin, it is no worse or no better than what they call AD and Adamani. Because Jesus never evolved. What they call Jesus in the Bible did not evolve to being a real character. So you're going to church and church all over the world of Jesus, and white people, I just, as a matter of fact, seen a video yesterday where there is a church, a white Christian church, that will not accept African people. Don't tell me about black people, because there are no black people. You see, and that's one of the problems that we have on the face of the earth. These sodomites, they think that they can work miracles. I mean, you don't want no greater abomination than the guy that they had as Billy Graham. Right? Billy Graham. And it is because they are able to suppress people, intimidate people. It's the reason why we are calling AD Anadamani government. And whereas they set up the system now that they control all the little government underneath them. Everybody is under the Pope. Now, if you read anything about civilization, you'd know these things are abomination. It's aberration from civilization. That's what I am telling you. What am I talking about? The crash of white people government. I just see they talking about this now, lately here, that white Christianity is over with. Just a second.
Hello? Hello?
Yes. They have court system. Remember, it cannot be a court system. The Supreme Court is not a court for real. It's a sodomite stuff. You don't understand. Now, if it were a real government established a Supreme Court and many other stratas of government branches underneath that, just like epistles in the Bible, that is not talking anything that is true. Not even one dust of it. That's the way the court is that they made up. So you're reading those epistles in the Bible and think that it's true. Not one dust of it is true. If you think that we worth anything as human beings, what civilizes us says, we were not created to go to no heavens at all, not to redeem by no blood. It's a lie. There's no civilized history to say that. Is this, what you call it now, homosexuals who build up all of these kind of stories? No, they didn't make any story for over the past 3.5 million years. They did not say a word. So what is to be known about wild people is yet to be known. It's yet to come out from under the dark into the light. You don't know about wild people. All of the killing that you see they do, you need to think, what I don't know. You need to think about that. Because there are things happening in front of our faces, and a lot of transaction taking place all over the world. And the white people, so-called government, are setting up everything to operate on the faggot, homosexual will. You know, see that? While the African ethnic people are pushed aside because they sport guns and bombs. And where they get it from? They don't get it during the time they were in Africa, before they go up to Europe. They didn't have nothing but making stone tools. So how did they get to where they are today? That even the civilized people, the human hybrid, entire ethnic group, are all under homosexual rule. Right? And say there is a government, and how do they know to come and set up government? Read the World History textbook and you will find out. You will find out. You're not reading it, you're reading Bible. So, I grew up in the church too. But what I want to tell you is this. What we think is government is not even shadow of government, these sodomite white people. They manage, since they begin to talk, to gradually, you know, shove civility aside. And those usable elements of civilization, they use it. But in the context of making the world a sodomite world, basically, that's the fact. Because when you talk about Christmas and Easter and all those kind of stuff and things that they celebrate, I mean, there is no part of these things that come from civilization. None. None whatsoever. Right? So if you talk about up in Washington where they have the, you know, they have what is called the White House and all these kind of stuff. And all, you know, all people on earth must subjugate to sodomites. Because that's what the White House is, you know. They are clever to use psychology to, like, don't give that impression, because they have the Christian church that they make people or make the world think that Christianity, I love Jesus. And which part of Jesus ever exists? Which part? No part of it. Absolutely no part of it. When and it comes to the point where nobody, as brazen as these schizophrenic white people are, I'm talking about they now ruling the world with government. Oh, you didn't read the history to know. When they talk about Adam and Eve creation, don't you see they say God make them to rule over all things on the planet? You think it is these sodomite white people it was talking about? They take history and write it into their Bible and make this sodomite God in the Bible a spirit God, so that you will never have to, like, ask them, where is God? Because they might tell you God is a spirit. You don't expect to take your two eyes and see God. You don't expect that. You're an idiot. You can't see God. The Bible says you never will. Right. So as the talking serpent, they give you this far flung ideas about a talking serpent, and we believe it. Now, until you believe something like that, you know, you're dead. You're doomed. Now, the fact that these white people start out with what they call Inquisition, right? The Roman Inquisition. Now, Roman is used, like I am using it right now, the Romans. If I ask you, who are the Romans? What are you going to tell me? It is a name that is poison. With criminal, what you call it now, a criminal expression. When you talk about the Romans Inquisition. You know, when did these white people go from Africa up into Europe? When? 1.5 million years ago. That's what the World Literature Textbook says. And they could only make stone tools. They could make a fire. That's it. For 3.5 million years, they didn't talk. They have no language. Today, they have language and they're talking and they're running the world. Where on earth these primates, gorillas, who first started out into the human existence. They were the first human-like creature and evolved over 3.5 million years. Never spoke a word. When they went into Europe, they never a word. Right? Do you know any history that tells you that they have established any intelligence, any civilized society in Europe since 1.5 million years ago? Do you have a history to show that? No. All right. So the gods make the hybrid in South Africa 200,000 years ago. All right. And It is after 100,000 years of creation of the hybrid people and the ethnic groups of people that some begin to leave Africa to go settle in other parts of the world. Now, did any of these white people settle around the world since they go up to Europe 1.5 million years ago from Africa? Did they go any place else beside Europe? And they were and Asia too, right? They're close, adjacent to each other there. Okay, and another place they call Eurasia. They're all there. Did they leave that area and go to other places on earth to settle and make up anything? No! 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 Okay? And if you are saying anything else, then you know what? Go to Mars or someplace out there. Because we cannot tolerate fucking batty white people who don't have no pride, no civilized sense. Besides, to do some things to keep life going, right? And they want to monopolize everything, but they don't have any sense as far as the Elohim civilization is concerned. And there is nothing in history that says they can be a government. Nothing. Okay? Nothing at all. But something happened that put them in this situation. And for you can't even pay the African people now to read their history because they're reading the Bible and can't understand the Bible to begin with. So don't even ask them to read their history. Neither will they understand their history. And why? It is because of why these faggot white people do. It is because of what they do. And turn this civilized world upside down. Now, you cannot destroy civility. But when you are affected by it, you will either excel or go down. Turn fool. Well, these folks, these white people, they know what they do. They know what they have done. And they know what they are lying about with the Bible. They know. So when I'm telling you these things are what they set up, like the church and the FBI and the Secret Service and all this thing that they set up, I'm telling you, not even just of those things are true. The entire African people all over the world are duped by these white people. They'll fuck us. And that's what they intend to make up. A so-called legal power and harness everybody underneath it. But the gods know that has to be destroyed. These white people and their government must be destroyed. There's no joke about that. It's a fact. And you think I can destroy it? Of course not. But I can help. You know? And how can I help? Well, we read that we, African hybrid ethnic people, are created by the blood of the gods. That's why all these big things that I write in the Bible about children of the Most High, it don't refer to white people. Because white people is not counted in any, on any page of the world history textbook as being civilized culture. They are not. So how is it that they are interbreeding up with African ethnic people and all this kind of stuff, and we turn fool that they are governing us? And everything we have, it's register and stuff like that in AD and Adamani, except AD and Adamani is Oaks. Because in the World History textbook, there is government coming from antiquity, long before them come here and talk about them and talk and do all kind of stuff. Where do these white people government begin? When? Where it come from? Everything that they are doing, where do they learn it? So, like I told you, they started off as criminal attacking hybrid people and kill them. All over the world, past 100,000 years. Okay? So, everything you own, it belongs to them. Because you don't know, it doesn't belong to them. How can they be a government over people that they have no hand in creating? But they can tell you now that they're making law to govern you. I tell you what, it's written in history that the gods that created us provided government for us, kingship. With kings that rule over orderly society. Our society orderly right now? Not over the past, in America, not over the past 400 years. Because these faggots go about and killing as much of us as they want, because we fool up the world by being heterosexual, not fucking assholes. Okay? But they come with their racist blood and begin to put it inside of us sexually, and we turn idiots. That's why African people are marrying to white people, and why white people can talk about they have a church with, you know, I mean, them and their church is for them. But where they are with it, that's the problem. They can't stay where we are with church. We are people of religion, the way we live. They don't live like us. They are fucking stinking sodomites.
and talk about them making laws. Obama. How about that? What is it? 2015, I think, yeah? 2015? Yeah, just a few years ago. Obama used their so-called Supreme Court to make law for two people to fuck each other. That's a different culture from African culture. Okay? It's different from African culture. Why you have all of these little islands and stuff like that, what they overthrow and use us as slaves and leave us with their concept of the world. Fuck ass all. That's right. Homosexuality is all over the place. Okay? And right now there is hardly anybody in the African population have any idea about what I'm saying. Hardly anybody. Because these sodomites have already used the Inquisition, but before the Inquisition, used their RH blood and inject it into some of our ancestors when they were coming out of Africa 100,000 years ago. That's what they did. So what we have here as a Bible is these honest fucking white people, them, it's their process that brought them to where they are here today. So we don't understand our plight. But as simple as you may think it is, I grew up in the church too. And my mind was blank. I don't know nothing. And I never read above fourth grade level. But later on down, though, things changed. I did learn to read on a higher level than fourth grade level. You can't fool me with what I'm saying. Okay? And what I am saying is that if white people started a life only like they want you to think Christianity is, it would not, and they would not be writing things that both you and I can read to show that these people are worse than, I mean, where they originate is bad enough. But you can add more to it, like crocodile too. Okay? They're going to kill you and do whatever to you without any pity. No, they're just pretending right now like they are somebody. Putting on clothes like we are on, you know, they already gone through the process where they look like us. That is criminal act that they went through 100,000 years ago that make them look like they are humans. They, in history, are apes. Okay? Up to 1.5 million years ago, 100,000 years ago, they were not talking. White people were not talking. That's 100,000 years is where the whole, what we don't know today, that's where it all took place. So, if you're not too stupid, you must can be thinking that something must be wrong. Why we are poor and don't have anything, and white people. White people establish everything, and if we want anything, we have to promote it by white people. And nothing go like that. Right? You go into the world literature textbook like I do, and you will see where these white people come from. But what you want to know most of all is that they come from being hate. They're gorillas. And they would want to tell you and I, because they reverse things so much against us, they can afford to tell us that we were monkeys. When it's themselves, it's them, it's not us. We have the latest species for our ancestors from the human side, because it is our species DNA used by the gods' DNA to make us human hybrid. Who taught? So how these ape-like people come to look like us and talk in language? How? It's into the world, it's a textbook. Our government is into the world textbook. When these, you know, I want to find the word and the words to describe, you know, the horror of what these white people, where they come from, and what they have done, why they are now into this mural in front of us talking about they are ruling us and government. Well, you can remove the impossibility when you know what they did. Well, first of all, they leave Africa when they mute, as always was, make stone tools. They can make a fire, and they leave Africa and go up into Europe. Now, if they never talk over 3.5 million years, what is the chance of them, since they go up into Europe, be talking? All right? If they are interbreeding with their own selves and subgrouping with their own taxonomic blood, how could they talk after three and a half million years? How could they all of a sudden talk now? All of a sudden, when the gods came to earth and created workers for themselves, and because these primitive workers the God created, they have wide knowledge and understanding. And you talk about Noah, not Noah, but Enoch. Enoch, that was taken up from earth to up aboard, up to the Nibiru heaven, where they taught him science. We have the history for this. It's not white people. And read the world history textbook, you don't see white people at all. You don't see where civilization spring up. First big civilization, human civilization spring up. Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. These are the subgroup of the species called or named wise sapiens. We are not Homo sapiens. Don't make these white people call you or call us Homo. We are not Homo. Homo is a prefix for homosexual. Don't make them do it. Okay? It doesn't matter what you think about these white people. They are fucking dogs and want us to think that, oh, they are fancy human beings. They're not. They are not, and they are not to be respected, because the more you respect them and go and vote for their system that they put up, yeah, you give them, these lunatics, the power to destroy us. Okay? Start talking the truth. Start behaving by the truth. And you will find out the difference it makes. Okay? But the more we are far away from what the history tells us, that's right, It's the more they send roots down. What I'm trying to tell you, just as Billy Graham looked like he was a real soul winner, you know, and I grew up knowing Oral Roberts and Billy Graham preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, the gospel of Jesus Christ is what I read about and see the calamity, what these white people have been doing. It's a criminal thing that they have been doing. And it is because of the, what you call the fall of mankind, not their humankind, but civilized humankind, people that were created hybrid, civilized hybrid. They come up against us no sooner than they could talk, and sooner than they were reading and learning everything from us. They didn't learn anything while 3.5 million years up in Europe. They're up there, and there was nothing. They had nothing. They learned nothing until they begin to, like, rape our people and get talking babies from them. And then, having that talking, oh, they all begin to talk. Oh, thousands and thousands of years now, okay? How long it takes for them to have, a sizable culture that talks after they start getting talking babies. You see what I mean? Oh, yeah. So that's what, now, when I begin to read and look at the way the world society come to where it's at now, I'm looking at it, I'm seeing on the right side are the innocent African people, the hybrid people, right? And on the other side, it's these sodomite white people. No wonder you don't have any popular history about them. And what they write, they don't write about themselves. They write about African people and then morph themselves onto the African character. That's what they do. That's what white people do. And if you're out there as an African person, you're not black, you're a hybrid, okay? You're a ethnic person. Go look up those words and see what they mean, okay? I see these sodomites making law. And I'm saying, wait a minute now. They're making law on what their law is to do. My friends, this is what their law does, okay? It says, here is how it all went down. This is their own publication taken from, it could be the British Encyclopedia. I think that is where I got it from, to write it in the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies. All right? I am telling you now that the civilized people are ruled over by kings. When these people began to talk, they are sodomites from 3.5 million years. Never talk. Things begin to happen, and they begin to use their criminal self to do very, very serious atrocities against the African people who talk and have civilized knowledge. Okay? Well, they're going to now do stuff, interbreed with the subgroup of the sapiens, the Neanderthals. And after they look like human and they kill off the Neanderthals, they turn on the civilized people. That's how they rape hybrid people and get talking babies. And that let them into the door. They got the looks from the Neanderthals as much as they could get. They were not ape-like face anymore. Okay? So you understand exactly what the history is saying about these white people. Okay? And talk about their government. If they want to have a government, I'm looking and say, well, why don't they stay up in Europe? No, but they come into the West no sooner than they find out that, oh, their RHE rhesus blood has damaged our cerebrum and cerebellum. They found out that we ain't thinking the way we used to. These white people find out that even Africa, they throw down and trample over them and can get slave from them to turn slaves too. Okay? So the point is, we don't point finger at them like they are the one who have all the sense to start up and crank up imperial colonialism. No, that's not true. The schizophrenic of the African government, these guys turn schizophrenic and give these guys permission to go overthrow the king in Rome and then go on with the military and until here they are calling themselves Romans. All right, this is why now, my friends, the white people were nothing like, they never had names. How could they have names? So all of a sudden, they have names, they have every single thing that make them look and have outfit like civilized humans. Oh, all of a sudden they become civilized humans. What's a miracle? It's not a miracle. It's something that they actually did. Okay? So if you're going to go into a courthouse in America today, you make sure you carry a dictionary when you find the page where show that you have no right at all to mingle with white people. And it doesn't mean which of them, I mean, they as a culture, they don't belong among African people. They don't have any government authority. None at all is given to them into authorized, certified world history. The Bible that them have talking about God, no certified by not even Billy Graham or anybody else. So it is time for us to know the truth, okay? And that we ain't talking nothing else but the truth, because guess what? We didn't know. So if you are not to be blamed, well, do the truth. Do the truth. Why follow these mongrel white people who dressed up and have all the wealth and blah, 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 when they are held invalidated right now? They don't have no validation for their stay in America or talking about their own anything. AD Anadamani is not bureaucracy power. None whatsoever. They started out with their own criminal, terrorists. That's what they started out with. Killing African people and take away what they have. I don't see one instance where African people were in any kind of way stealing from white people. I've never seen none of that. And we just came here after they've evolved 3.5 million years. But take note that they left Africa when they were about 2 million years in development. And then they could only make stone tools and light a fire. That's all. So if they did not go on to any further achievement than making stone tools, they stopped making stone tools after we were doing the Bronze Age, and they were not helping us. They were destroying stealing what we have. That's right. Because they are among guerrillas. White people come from guerrillas. They come from guerrillas. There is no way of compromising it. White people come from guerrillas. You need to find out how they start talking and now start. This is a house of ignorance and civilizing ignorance that must be knocked down. Down. There is no civilized government ruling in America since 400 years. And it is all recorded, the things that they have done. But I'm trying to point it out to you now. From when I saw these things and all of my church time, I grew up and believed, and I begin to read now and see the broad, wide difference between the civilized people and these white people. Ethnic people, hybrid people, totally a different type of life, a different culture. And they are coming with their fucking ass and decide that they are going to mingle up with us. Well, no. For the time that we are blind, we're blind. But now, as long as we get some sight, don't think that we are going to stay blind. Your fucking ass is going to go where you come from. That's all there is to it. Because there's just no way the fire is going to stop blazing under your fucking asshole. Are never going to live that down. You can, you know, I mean, fire all the bombs and guns as much as you want. But I tell you what, the greater power is by far is going to diminish every single thing you guys do. Everything. Because none of it will be left untouched, right? If you think that's the way it's going to go, the way you have it, it's not going to go that way. I'm telling you, when I saw that these folks are using power that I don't understand why their power is working, you know, and succeeding, they are stealing from innocent people. People who come from Africa and establish themselves in different areas, different places on the planet, while some are left back there in Africa. They are up there in Europe, right? And now they do something in Europe. Like I say, when some of our people leaving Africa, this is where the whole thing took place. You see? And they now, who never could talking, and they coming to learn from us things that we are making and stuff like that. And here we are today. They are Romans, right? And we are not Romans. They are Jews, and we are not Jews. I mean, I don't know where they come from, this Jews thing. They talk about Abraham. Those things are lies. You see? And when they talk about sodomy in the five cities, city, state, you know, in the plains, and what the sodomites did to Lot and all that kind of stuff. My friends, listen, we don't know because the interbreeding that messed up our brain really put us out of range of interest to read and know. Well, I wasn't interested in chasing women and all this kind of stuff, right? I wanted one woman. That's right. One woman. Okay? So, I am telling you, I am not interested in anything else but the truth. And the truth must be told. You see what I mean? It must be told. These white fucking ass are looking on you and behaving like, oh, they are superior. No. All it takes is for the bell to ring and said, hey, you guys, you're phony. okay? And that's all you've been doing, making up churches and all this kind of stuff, and say, this is your world. This is the new world that you make. But I tell you, it's the new world that you make is a sodomite one. The right one is the one where the gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, Nibiru. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart begin in the Bronze Age for us, right? The gods gave us all the knowledge to do these things, not them. They had 3.5 million years in Europe, all their experience there in Europe. So they left Africa 1.5 million years. They are up there and they never create nothing. When we come and begin to create stuff, they start stealing and destroy what we have. It is true. That's where these white, honest fucking people come from. It's no joke about that. That's where they come from. And we must know that. It must not be kept in the dark. Right? So you talk about revolutionary advances. They never experienced none of that in their lifetime. They could not even appreciate what we're doing. They want it for themselves. They are the first criminals. These white people, and no exemption. You may see some of them today, you know, on the positive side. They don't like what's going on. But when I listen to them talking and don't want to see the discrimination or the white supremacist pressure on African people, I find out they're still full of Jesus Christ. They're still full of the fucking Jesus Christ. Okay? Which no part of it is civilized. No part of Jesus Christ is civilized. These guys have set us up into darkness that only the true light of civilization can bring us out of it. Okay? So I'm telling you about the right world that is set up for us. And they are not written into civility. They're trying to get themselves, but they can't. It's for us to get our inner eye open to know that we have no part with these white people. They find a way to trick us and set us back. But anytime the gods decide to do their strange act, some of us are going to get sight, because we want sight to begin with, coming out from what our ancestors have yielded themselves to. And these guys who are involved with it talk about a talking serpent. That don't exist. No talking serpent exists. Just look with your own common sense and you never see not another story like that. So I'm telling you, it is the gods who create us, and it's just a shame that this is what it comes to, and we lose light from our brain because of the racist blood that these guys are using each time we have sex with them. Okay? We lose our senses and we accept them like they are good people. They are never more than monkeys in their first ancestors. I mean, you know, the good, the Lord that created us are merciful, you know, because we don't worth anything else except to do the right thing. Okay? And when we can't do the right thing, they have nothing to do with us. Besides, oh, we're going to eat the fruits and stuff like that, leave here for us and stuff like that. But to be more appreciated, you know, for them to appreciate us as a creation, we need to follow what they say. It's not in the Bible that these white people write the Bible to turn us to think that, oh, there is a spirit God there for us to serve. That's not true. It is history. It's the right thing. You can read and know that you can go to Europe, to Southern Africa and see the exact place, the mystery, what you probably want to call it mystery. It's not mystery. You see these things and you probably wonder, you know, where this come from. But the gods were here. Set up a calendar. These sodomites, I mean, no want our calendar. They want moon calendar. When moon is under the original solar calendar, the moon cannot be calendar for civilized people at all. None. So we are here under these fucking white people them looking at us and know that they're tricking us with them church and the Holy Ghost and stuff like that and find out, okay, you know, they really, really do a job on us. Just like Jim Jones, okay? Carry the people from America and go to Jonestown and dose them with poison and kill them. You ever seen the picture? Right. He is a certified minister of Jesus Christ too. Okay? And how many of them have you seen? A minister of Christ. And you're going to, because you're a believer now, you're going to draw back and think, well, are the devil upon them? Well, look, you run into another problem. If you think that the devil where God throw down is a you accept it like it is true, it cannot be true. It cannot be true. Because why would God know that God know all things, that's what the Bible says. You cannot forget that. And if you cannot accept that God know all things, since you believe it, you cannot accept God doing things like he doesn't know what he was doing. You don't accept that. You just don't accept that. You see? So there are a lot of stuff for us to recognize since we have been infected with these white people's blood. And they're talking about Jesus' blood. They don't know Jesus' blood for themselves. You see what I mean? But by turning our minds to accept a different conviction from who we are, even though when you don't feel comfortable with yourself, but from the fact that your brain is damaged and you cannot bring yourself back to see things the way it's supposed to when you hear it or when you read it, your mind is off. It's gone. You know. You're going to have to start from scratch all over again to get sanity back into your mind somehow, if you can. Okay? So I am telling you, dealing with the white people, it's all sodomite criminal. You know, come from apes. How they come out from apes, you need to read and find out. Okay? How they they call it, being born again or something. Like, yeah, being born again. They talk about born again and all these kind of stuff because they know that when they interbreed our people, they were born again. Yeah, yeah, that's right. And look like humans. Yeah, right? Now, we, in this time, are we going to figure out those things unless we read the history? We cannot. We will never because we don't have any live people from back there to tell us what happened. But the history tells us, like what I'm reading to you here, as revolutionary advances in art, science and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization, not these fucking ass white people, not them. If you are hurt because of the way I talk about this, all right, they should not be around to hear me. They should not be around here to hear me. You don't need to be sorry for them because they are your neighbor and they're nice and they're stuff like that. What I am talking about is far more heavier and not to deserve no pity for these folks. They destroy this world that the gods create for us. And if they wanted to be a part of it, they could, but they would have to live like themselves. Don't come and force themselves on us and steal what we have and say it's theirs. Okay, now that's it. So now, Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. This is the world, the first world of civilization, my friend. And if you want to go and read the Bible and stuff like that, and you can't come out, well, there's nothing anybody can do about that, because you have to use your own brain, you know, if you know the way you can. Now, I'm telling you stuff that can act as a key to open a door so you can start seeing light. If you can't, go on believing nonsense. All right. What I want to tell you now is this. As these white people started off to destroy the African people. Once they can talk and learn to do things, they think that they must control us. Now, just like how they write the Bible about Adam and Eve in the garden, God told them to take care of all things on the planet, in the sea and on land. You read that. They have the Bible now into Christianity, telling you what we are supposed to do. They now take it that they have United Nations and controlling everything and push Africa aside. We don't have no kingship government to take care of us. They are taking their sodomite because they do anything. They make up anything now, and this is exactly what happened. They take on our name, the most effective name, Romans of Rome, right? And make it their own until this day. And you don't have an African person to come forward and say, no. And they have all kind of stories about other hero, African hero. You see, they go on with all kind of things to twist and direct our attention to something else that is, most of it is not even true that they're telling. They're making up stuff to keep the world white, sodomite world. Christmas and Easter. You mean nobody will come up and say, those things is not African? So now, the days, days gone, that things were so, just abominable, are the days I'm going to read to you. And where they're coming from with making laws of their own fucking ass nonsense okay, that they use to kill us. They still have those laws. I'm going to tell you what it is too, all right? So let me read this to you. The Inquisition was a time, now the time of the Inquisition, right, was a time of torture and murder for those who refused to comply with the edict that Jesus Christ was sent from God to save the world from sin, is what these white people write, right, about their history and how they were successful in overcoming the African people, right? So they send out the Inquisition. These are terrorists that, you know, remember, they are primates. So when they mix blood with humans, oh, they have too much sense. Them have too much sense to mingle with their animal nature. That's the reason why we say the world is the way it is. The Inquisition. You think about it. So back there in time, in the earlier days when they just come change the calendar and talk about AD Anno Domini, right? And we start counting from the first century, you know, to where we are here today. The Inquisition was a time of torture and murder. Not on themselves, but on us, Africans. Okay? Hope you understand that. Yes? Murder. Torture and murder for those who refuse to comply with the edict that Jesus was sent by God to save the world from sin. These white people, when they're talking about the talking serpent, they are the talking serpent. They know something. That's why they're writing the Bible and write these kind of stuff. Now, it goes on. Now, you tell me, did any of so-called churches named in the New Testament kill and torture unbelievers who did not believe or accept Jesus? There is nothing penned in any of the epistles that even remotely went in that direction. Thus, the Roman Catholic Inquisition, for biblical purposes, is blasphemy, criminal. In fact, the gross acts of the Inquisition are bound to shock everyone who truly believes the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we who embrace Christ do so on the basis of grace, mercy, love, and peace. That's the way I grew up in Christianity. But now, look at what I discover. Right? I'm reading it here. Here is how it all went down. Running out of substance and running out of substance and option, and with no desire to lose their power and supremacy, and are about 1220 AD, Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression against who? The innocent African people. You hear the name of who they have here, and you hear those noble ignoble names. Collier today, the emperor and the pope, and you think, you know, they are for real. But they are criminal. They are bogus. They are uncivilized. Yeah. When you hear about the pope and their emperor and their big noble, their name that they call, you see, it's not civilized names. Caesar Augustus, not civilized name, and the rest of them. Okay? So it goes on to say, they don't want to lose their power and supremacy. On or about 1220 AD. Now, you're talking about 1,220 years ago. They wrote a tribunal, right, to formulate and establish legislation. Now, what kind of government is this? What kind of a government that we are under right now? This is what in history they did 1,220 years ago. And it is still the law that they have over us African people. Now, are you sleeping? I'm telling you that they go to Libya and kill Gaddafi, right? And you don't see no African military or nothing like that, because they have supreme military right now. These fucking ass white people now. Oh, they are the greatest. They are the greatest. So Africa don't have anybody, and Africa is not going to say anything, because they co-ootsin from long time ago said Africa don't care what these fucking asshole, schizophrenic, gorillas of origin. They don't care what they do. They turn their eyes away and make them kill us and fuck and sodomize us. That's what they do. It goes on. With the support of the man of God, Pope Honorius II and Gregory IX, legislation were made and passed to have ancillary organization execute the punishment of heretics, unbelievers, that's us, the African hybrid people. Yes. To execute punishment of heretics, unbelievers, against the ecclesiastical empire. You hear what they call this? Now, they didn't know what empire is until African people build an empire. So they now are going to build an empire by using all the all these things that they have access to now, because the Roman government in America now, I forget what they call it. I called it a while ago. All right, but now it's a Roman government now, right? Ecclesiastical empire, right? But they have another name for what they call it. In general, the legislation provided for penalties of death. Now, what do we do with these people? With all of what they have done, and begin to, you know, go forward with a lot of things that we cannot afford for them to do, but we can do no better because we don't have any government protecting us now. Not that we don't have a government, but what these sodomite people are doing, they're doing things in a way that, you know, they have our government shut down. The papacy created the rule of the engagement for the Inquisition. You hear the Pope, which the practitioners applied arbitrarily. At first, the Pope commissioners on heresy would travel from one place to another, addressing communities. They called upon people to confess voluntarily if they were indeed heretics, and to denounce anyone who knew to be a heretic. They offered amnesty, a grace period of 1 month, to absolve themselves of heretical faults. You hear this? Confession were made. No penalty would be given. I mean, you hear this. What do you make of this? What do you make of this? So it goes on. The process was aimed at getting as many faith adherents into the newborn Catholic Church as possible. Do you understand that? And it was all about cash and power. It was not really about Jesus like they're talking about, because Jesus is said one who loves and coming to give himself up for sin, right? And so Jesus is just a bait that they are using. The actual indictment process executed by the Inquisition was done in private, yeah, where they can saka you as much as they want. Any defense made on behalf of a defendant was merely perfunctory. It's not going to be effective at all, right? Because they are going to hurt you no matter what and take away you have and kill you in the alternative if they have to. They're going to imprison you and do all kind of stuff, right? So you just imagine that we don't have our government to rule for us. And we are under these sodomite people, where Africa allow. Give them amenities to do what they have to do. So we are here as sheep without shepherd, right? So they're going to kill us, and they're going to do what they want to do, because Africa allow them to use anything to compel us to do their will, right? But once the time of official pardon passed, the law of the Inquisition was then in full effect. They're going to get you. There's nobody to save you. The population would then go through a rigorous purging of so-called heresy by the enforcement squad until the mission was accomplished, at which time the squad would leave the country. My friends, that is what was going on earlier on. And I'm telling you, this, they have the same power today, can't you see? Because nobody's talking the truth. Just a second. Now, my friends, the next thing I have to read to you is the condition of this folk. And look, it's hard to get African people to hearken. They can't hearken. And what must I say besides, you know, we are interbreeding and marrying these white people. Where do you think we are in making any progress? All right. Welcome to the immortal Elohim. They're listening to what we are saying here, right? While some tornadoes are out there, right? All right. Now, you may wonder why the tornadoes are so vigilant. Well, there's a reason why tornadoes are vigilant. Yeah. Right? And you African people who believe you're praying to a God and stuff like that, you're going to find out that God you're praying to into the Bible don't exist, right? So if you're not, when, you know, you get destroyed by any of the God disasters, you must know for sure that no Bible God ain't doing nothing for you, right? It's the God that is angry against you praying to a so-called spirit God in the Bible. That's why you are getting destroyed, all right? I tell you, and it's up to you. Listen to this, what these Sodomite people are saying, meaning they are Sodomite coming from apes. They ain't going to do no better. And all you see, you know, why are we have their literature and everything, and we don't have anybody talking the truth for you to, like, wake up and come to yourself? No. The T.D. Jakes, them and all these guys are taking money in the name of Jesus. These guys are Sodomite. You know, see the guy up in up the place there in Georgia, I think. You know, with a big Christian chapel of over 3,000 or more people. Eddie Long. You see what I mean? So we follow these white people. Okay? We follow them. You see? That's what is happening. All right. Now, I'm going to read this to you. The American Indian, they're talking about us, the African people. That's after they leave Palestine and come into America. My friends, I hope you're listening to this. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. They come and take away the land in America from African people. And from what I'm told, it's like about maybe 10 million people were in this country. But these guys are equipped with weapons where Africa give them. Okay? So, since they over in Africa as government is not going to even save Gaddafi in Libya nor Saddam, don't expect to see anybody come into America and drive these people out before things went the way it did. Nobody ain't coming to help them. So they use the little sense and all these people off until these people totally demolish them. And here is what we have here today. Okay? Now, there is nobody at all to argue what I'm saying to show I am talking nonsense. They are schizophrenic. They are coming from monkeys. That is solid. World history textbook right here in front of me. These white people have absolutely no business at all in the Western Hemisphere or anywhere African people settle. None whatsoever. So all you see, they're behaving all like they own everything. It's a lie. Okay? It is a sodomite lie. Okay? They're pretending. They're feigning. Like they mean well and everything. No, 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 no. It's dry well, they mean. Dry well. Listen to their argument. What they did before we get to this point where we are here. Listen to them. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. What are they talking about? Do you know? Well, you're underneath their brutality. You see us hanging from trees, right? And a big crowd of white people underneath looking up, admiring, right? Mm-hmm. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. That's their mission. Okay? Now, were we Christian? We never even hear the name before. Failing on converting them, Christianity, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, two times, they're doing it about six weeks apart. They're carrying out this massacre of people who were fast asleep in their dwelling, and they go in there and kill them and light the place afire and burn them up. My friend, these white people come to our settlement, our country, and do these things. They are going everywhere they have gone, just about everywhere we settle, and do the same fucking thing. And where are we? Are we saying it means that, right, they fuck our ancestors and turn all of us into idiots? Okay? So if you don't want to do something about yourself, a sick, look, seek a physician. Purge your head out of foolishness. This church thing, that's all we know. You have to start unknowing what you know and learn the historical fact about our existence. Okay? Now, it's a bugle blow. You see what I mean? And they think that they're mighty and stuff like that. They're going to find out how mighty they really are when the God said, look, get them out. Get them out. We will have to do what we must do because the church is not ours. You must decide whether or not you want their church and their Holy Ghost. And then you're going to see where you will end up. They say, these two massacres at 6 weeks apart were deemed by them, the Puritans, to be directed by God. They are telling you that the Bible that you have and believing as Christianity, who give it to you? It's them. Okay? And they are telling you they believe it is God that sent them all around the world and come and invade and capture and what you call it, put dominion all over us, talk about they have laws and all this kind of stuff. And there's nobody to bail us out. Until now. Because you will have to find somebody to talk down what I'm saying. Right? In order for what I'm saying to not affect all Africa. Let these guys hold you and push you into some cell and tell you that they might lock you up because they don't have any jurisdiction over African people. Nowhere on the planet. Okay? If you don't recognize them as honest fucking culture, then they have power over you because your duty is to run them out with the truth. Okay? Not no gun, what with the truth. Because if you don't have the truth, at least even to get people assume that you are truthful, anytime you are turned against with the truth, you are done for, right? And that's what I am telling you. I'm reading to you what they come here in America and say, and what their intention was. If you hear what I say and you're still here, go vote for them and help them do this and help them do that. It means that you're done. You're blind. You can't see and you will never see, I guess. You know, when will you ever see? Now, it goes on to say, they are killing us and they are mocking us and we are here like they don't do anything. It's terrible. So it goes on. They might tell you, say, all right, that God where you pray to, you know, I him tell you to come kill you and take away your land. Look at this. John, Captain John Mason declared, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn. Imagine this. Making them as a fiery oven. They kill them in their sleep and they light them a fire and say, God, you know, making them laugh after them and because we are their enemies and that's what they are saying. They come to kill us and God laughs after them and making them as a fiery oven. That's what these white people do to us. In another form, they're doing it to us today. And the law that I just read to you, 1220 AD, is still in their government to act against their enemy because to them, these sodomite guerrillas, we are their enemies. What are, can you see? They have no business to where we belong. Because if they can bomb up Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, they don't want us to have anything. Can't you see? And they say, no, we have to be suing them in their court. You know, that court should never be on our territory. We're not doing anything to help ourselves. And all we need to do is not buy a gun. It's to buy a worldly textbook and read it. Get to know who you are, you see, and the power that guides you. But we're not doing that. We are speaking tongues with these fucking assholes. You know, they're farting all over you, right? And you think it's the Holy Ghost. Listen, wake up, you know, see it. Wake up! So it goes on to say, thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritan Indian, and Manifest Destiny, and several pages for you to read more that they have to say. So it goes on. Converting the pagan for God, they say they want to convert us to Christianity, right? So they say, converting the pagan for God was acceptable to the Puritans, all right? But killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. My friend, if you don't understand what I am reading to you, if you want to run away from it. But if you need more information, I'm here all the time. Almost every day, between 4 and 6, 347-850-1358. You know what I mean? Now, these white people, they think they have all the riches and the wealth and stuff like that. I know where they get it. I know where they get it from. You see what I mean? And I know they are criminals. Talking about they have, you ever hear how much money they have? You know, and you wonder how these white people become so filthy rich. Oh, they're honest fucking dogs and fucking man's ass. Gorillas. That's what they are. This must be painful for people to hear, but I'll tell you what. You ain't gonna say it. I have to say it. And I know that there are some people who are very, very victorious. They feel victorious because somebody like a Moses coming to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. That's basically what is happening right now. Something like this is saying, get out. Let the God's people go, or else you're going to bear the adversity for not hearkening, because you don't belong in this jurisdiction. You just do not. Do not go out there and interfere with African people, because white fucking ass people have nothing to do with African people. We don't need you in our territory. There is no space here. There is no authority given to ass dog man. No authority give you a government. None whatsoever. And you must get out for real. It's not a joke. Defenders of the Puritans claim that it was the hostility of the Pequot that led to their unfortunate demise. You hear? They are always going to stand up for each other. After they do all of these things, they come from afar and come and visit and begin to kill us who don't attend their premises or not like that. And what I'm telling you, these fucking guerrillas are coming from 3.5 million years. You see what I mean? And now they come into us and begin to do all these kind of stuff to us. Now, are we going to get away if some of us not going, have a little peep of light and able to tell what happened? Well, I am. I'm telling what happened, because I was blind too, and now I can see. And whatever seeing I can do, I'm talking. Okay? The Lord be the judge. They don't want, because they kill like 4 of their presidents. These fucking ass people. They kill 4 of them. You imagine that. You see? They can't live with themselves. You see, one of them kill us, and get what they want. They go out and start to kill them own self too, you see? And all them kind of things. So it goes on that. But the Pequot were one of the most tranquil, which means our people, African people, were tranquil, peaceful people. And they want to say it is our hostility why they were killing us. What are they doing here? These guerrillas, I'm telling you, that's what they are. And if you don't want me to talk and tell you, well, go make them sacrifice you then. Okay? These people are reprobates. They are guerrillas, white people. How do they look like human beings? You must need to find that out. It's in history. Okay? Or come somewhere, somebody will tell you. You know, but you want to believe what them give your Bible, right? To keep your mind in the dungeon, in the dark. So it goes on. Pequot were one of the most tranquil tribes in New England. History reveals that their hostility did not manifest itself until they were hunted like animals. They began to defend themselves. Now, my friends, I tell you about on one side the innocent people, on the other side is these guerrilla fucking criminals. Okay? Now, if you want to go out there into Christianity, it's your business. Let's go to the next portion. And a little nice tune to soothe the feeling, right? Nat King Cole, Autumn Leaves by Nat.
by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, all right, so Autumn Leaves, I hope you enjoyed that tune. All right, let's get to the next segment. Erectus evolved. The erectus, the Homo erectus, or the set of people, are the set of human creatures that left Africa when they were about 2 million years in existence. Now, that 2 million years is in the back. Now, they are going to leave Africa and go up into Europe. And time when they left Africa to where we are, 1.5 million years. So put it all together, it's 3.5 million years in total that these white people have been in existence through their species hominid and their subgroup, Homo erectus, right? So now you understand what has when I tell you that at the time they are going into Europe, they did not develop any like skillful attributes apart from making stone tools. Now, you know today what stone tools do, right? It never staged a revolution at all of better things. Never at all. It didn't change their community. You see what I mean? And when the Neanderthals came about, the sapien, it doesn't come from the hominid.
the Neanderthals did not originate from monkeys like the white people do. But these Homo erectus, they capture the Neanderthals, the sapient Neanderthals. Today they're calling the Neanderthals Homo Neanderthals. These white people are wicked. They are about elevating themselves, right? But they can't elevate themselves beyond their cultural nature. Fucking asshole. Fuck animals. And take a mate that is their same sex. That's white people's culture. They make laws to accommodate them here and say, to hell with you, African people. We're going to use laws and marry our same-sex people. Where did they learn about laws? You don't ask about that. It's the reason why we are suffering. Because all our thinkers disappeared. You see what I mean? And I am talking now because I don't come from Harvard or some of them other sodomite universities out there. Nobody listen to what I'm saying. Well, it's a matter of time. You'll find out whether or not I know what I'm saying. But at the rate I'm calling people to join me, for good or for bad. Join me in the conversation. Let's talk. No. But nobody is going to be able to destroy what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is true. It is true. And if you want to sit on your butt and think that, oh, these white people have it all, there's nothing you can do about it, you're making a sad mistake. Because if you cannot afford to talk the truth, well, is it that you don't know the truth? Or is it that you cannot speak it because you have something else wrong with you? Well, what about me? I'm not coming from off anywhere that would give me a leverage or something like that. What gives me leverage is my nature that I'm born with, right? And the knowledge, to see things and understand things. That's the kind of brain we civilized people have. Well, when we get, defiled, and unable to do anything, well, that's what happened to us. Well, we perish with it, right? But as all of us do, there was Enoch that was taken up to heaven and was given all kinds of knowledge, brought back, gift to his sons. And here we are today, enjoying everything that we are given by the Lord, the gods. Right, the Anunnakis. And these white people come now and turning our heads in all different directions. Well, the point is, they cannot stand up and defend themselves against prehistory and even their own modern history. They cannot stand up to all the realities of it, because they don't have no more than gorilla limited sense. I don't have none of that. I want the truth. I look for the truth, right? And I see that African people did these orangutan nothing but listen to the names that they call us, right? And they're glad that they can kill us. Yeah. Can't you see? Yeah. How can they triumph this one? But you know what? These orangutan were not created by the gods in no kind of way. I mean, in the context in which we are talking history and what happened in the world, no, they are not accounted for making them anything. But the gods made the second species, the wise sapien, is where we come from. The DNA that the God makes came from 250,000 years ago wise sapien. We, the hybrid, are now wise, wise, sapien, sapien. Don't jerk around. As long as we are connected to the gods with our hearts and minds and not your Bible and, you know, and you trying to turn us into fucking ass people, you are done. You are really done, because there's no part of me will ever give heed to what you guys have going on. No, get up, get to your own indigenous yard and home. Do that. And don't stay and try to convince us to your fucking ass culture. Don't try that. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And don't take, you know, our people with you. Don't go around like you have all these institutions is white people. You don't have nothing in African territory. I mean nothing. Right? Drop your bag. Leave our things that you're not supposed to handle. Get out. All right. So I'm telling you now, these white people are, they are Homo erectus, evolved into wise sapiens. They evolved. That's the interbreeding that they did. Why they did it? Was it love? Was it about love? I cannot see that. I cannot see that circumstance of love at all, at all, at all. Right? Because the Neanderthals, they died out. Why these white people not dead out? Why the Neanderthals extinct? They are saying that those people are extinct. Why they are not extinct? Why white people are not extinct, but the Neanderthals are extinct, and they look like human now. They don't look like monkey anymore. Yes. They fuck the Neanderthals that come from wise sapiens, a civilized species from which the gods use their DNA to make hybrid human beings. Wide knowledge and understanding, right? And wisdom. That's what we get. That's why we were able to have the Bronze Age, right? The Bronze Age, revolutionary advances in art and science and everything. They didn't have anything, but now they come to, you know, have possession of it. So this interbreeding was what bring them in line to make things work for them, to where they can come today and look at us like we don't value anything. All right. But the book is here. The book of record is here. Right? They are the first species, the orangutan primate, original ancestor. That's where they come from. You can't change that. It doesn't matter what they do. All right, so destroy your brain to get where you want to go. You're going to find out that, you know, it's a sour grape you're onto. Okay? No joke about that. And when you look at us and think that we don't value anything, the last shall be first in this case. All right. So now, how did these erectors evolve into wise sapiens? Not once, but several times, as each subspecies, they come in and begin terrorize the African people to where we wind up right where we are here today. Okay? How did Mesopotamian
civilization start. You think these white people started civilization? Now, you know that's not true, because there's no place. Even they themselves have to admit, if you Google about the first man, it'll tell you it is these primate orangutan monkeys. It tell you, they have to tell you who they are. It's just for you to read and find out what happened. Because orangutan monkeys don't talk. They don't talk. And they have been surviving for millions of years. All right? So how they come to talk? The human monkeys, origin. Why they don't talk? I mean, after three and a half million years, they never spoke nothing. Right? So who is it that bring human civilization about? It's the gods. No human being were civilized, because the only human type that was extant is these monkeys, monkey, ape, human. It's just them. That's not civilized. No language, no nothing at all. Okay? So Mesopotamian people are the people of the gods. Our people, our bloodline, the regular flooding along the Tigris and the Euphrates made the land around them especially fertile and ideal for growing crops for food. So, my friends, think about it, that on this planet, civilization don't come by white people in no kind of way, shape, or form. They're not in the world history textbook as a culture that is civilized. But now they make themselves to be civilized. Like they talk about the Minoans are their first civilization in Greece. Crete in Greece. They lie just like the fuck ass. Okay? And if we don't know the truth, we will always be under the roof, under their foot. Okay? So, I'm telling you, civilization come by us. Mesopotamia. And the rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates. Do you know who dredged those rivers? It's the gods. You see, they want to put it in a Bible. I like say, well, then it's the Bible God that make it. There's no such a God that where these faggots have in a Bible. You see, they talk about Abraham and all them kind of things. These faggots, they need to go where they need to go, okay, and leave our ground alone. Find out that things are going wrong for them. You perceive that? These white people know that things are going wrong, very wrong for them. You see, because it's going wrong. It's going wrong for them. Over the past, and more so, traction developed since the power of the gods that changes things. The host of the zodiac. Pisces gone. Aquarius sets in. Tim Aldred, born under the Aquarius star too, right? The water house, okay, of the zodiac. And these white people, they see the end for them is right behind their ears. They see that, but they are going to die first before they give up. Mm-hmm. Because they think that they have it in their hand now, and you know everything is going to unkidori. That's not true. That's not true. What they have is not theirs, and that's why they are so angry with African people and like to kill you every chance they get and lower our numbers in the world. That's what they try to do. Okay? But I tell you, the gods want things the way they decide. Okay? Be on the Lord's side. The Lord is not in your Bible. okay? It's a sodomite folklore, Anansi story you have in the Bible, mostly, and especially the creation of God. No God create nothing in the Bible, man. Okay? So let's go on further with this. And what creates civilization in the world? The church and Christianity is not a civilized thing. Whether you like it or not, into it and read it. I would be in church still if I didn't read some history and find out. All right. So it goes on to say that made it a prime spot for the Neolithic Revolution. You see that? The revolution is not by white people. Oh, they come by using our stuff and claim it's theirs. You see what I mean? So this is two different, I read this in Zachariah Sitchin rendition of Atrahasis' text for the prehistory, the God's existence. And now I'm reading from another source that is telling us about the civilized dawn on the planet Earth. Right? I read that to you. And now this is another source I'm reading from that's telling us about us. It's not telling about white fucking ass people who are monkeys. You see, it doesn't bring them into any piece of a geography that put these white people there as civilized people. No place at all. Talks about them and it's like the Bible they're using to create us and them by God in the Bible. These fathers don't know that table turns on them. Okay? And all that they destroy for us, they're going to realize, they're going to find out it was a bad, bad move. You know, to think that they could turn on us and destroy us and leave them on the planet. That's a lie. You watch. So it goes on to say, place here that he's talking about the Tigris and the Euphrates, that because of the flooding, you don't know why civilization came about. This is telling us why civilization came about. Because now we have been given everything that is good for life, and we don't give thanks to the God. You think to talk about your use the Bible and pray to God and bless God in the Bible? That's not it. You're not blessing any divine immortal God when you pray to a God in the Bible, a faggot. God with his son Jesus, a two-faggot character. That it's not like they even existed. Now everything you're reading about Caesar and all, are the faggot them you read about. That's killing us from long time ago. They after us to wipe us out long time ago. You don't want to take it home, it's your business. So it goes on to more of how our civilization come about, right, is by agricultural revolution that began to take place almost 12,000 years ago. You hear that? 12,000 years ago, where do you think these white people were and what were they doing? That's, you know, way back in the Neolithic time. You see what I mean? Where they may tell you about they were I seem to talk it out, man. You have two type names that they use to cover up their interbreeding
and their ability to speak, right? Cro-Magnon. Cro-Magnon. You see, they make that up. These white people make it up to tell you about Cro-Magnon, and it was just in the Neolithic period and stuff like that. You're talking about they've been around a long time. You see, you're talking about 100,000 years ago. So you talk about 12,000 years ago, you know, it's just the other day. You see what I mean? So the agricultural revolution began to take place about 12,000 years ago. Sumerian civilization first took form in southern Mesopotamia around 4,000 BCE or 6,000 years ago. When you hear that we were writing and begin to write and do, you know, new things that was never into manifestation, you see, but began to be exposed by the product of the gods and the people that they created civilized. Okay, so all these white people never became civilized and would not 3.5 million years. Huh? How do you get them now to they own everything and blah 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 blah? You don't hear any in none of these civilized information. You will not hear anything about European or white people. Okay? It just did not exist. Which would make it the first urban civilization in the region of Mesopotamia. You're talking about us humans and the gods are doing their wonders all over the world with pyramids and monoliths and all sorts of stuff that they have created. You see, in these areas, like Iraq and other places, and I have my little register with those names of the places. And now I have lost track of it. But those names of places, I don't know where I put it now.
It doesn't seem like I'm going to find it. It does not seem like I'm going to find it, you know. Doesn't seem like I'm going to find it at all. I don't know where to put it. I don't know where I put it. Okay. It seemed like I have found it, man. Let's see now. Yes, I think I'm in business now. I want to tell you about these cities that the gods created on earth here. You can find these places if you want to Google them. You have Uruk, you have Eridu, you have Ur, that's U-R. You have Lagash, L-A-G-A-S-H, Nippur, N-I-P-P-U-R, Kish, and Erich. All right, that is E-R-E-C-H. These are cities that the gods created, okay? When they are on earth, now you can go and see those places. It's not like a Bible where it's not sending you anywhere, all right? So, my friends, these white people want the earth to be sodomy. And Christianity is sodomy, right? Kingdom, dominion, reconstruction is teaching. It's about fucking assholes. But the way they do it is for you to think it's nice Christianity, nice things. All right, let's go on and go on with the gods and their creation of a human civilization on earth. Never was here before because white people could not evolve into a civilized culture at all. Now they come and use rape and all kind of thing and get our blood. Now that's what they are all about. Is getting our blood and why they are still here and not extinct. All right. Sumerian civilization first took form in southern Mesopotamia around 4000 BCE or 6000 years ago, which would make it the first urban civilization in the region. That's in the region because the gods already, you know, started civilization in South Africa, you see, and it would spread because they created us 200,000 years ago and we began to spread, like I read it before, you know. That it is because of the gods, it says, ushered in, they came here thousands of years ago, ushered in new age scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. This is the first region that human development began. Okay, Mesopotamia, all right, are noted for developing one of the first written scripts around 3000 BCE or BC. Wedged, shaped marks pressed into clay tablets, which would make it the first urban civilization on the in the region. Mesopotamians are noted for developing one of the first written scripts around 3000 BCE. Wedged shaped marks pressed into clay tablets. Around 16,000 BC, Europe, listen this,
around 16,000 BC, Europe witnessed the appearance of a new culture. Why is Europe just begin 16,000 years ago to have a new culture? That is since they began to talk by raping and attack and rape the species of the white sapien subgroups. The Neanderthals and the wise sapiens, right? So they are now telling you that they began a new culture. Oh, they didn't begin that new culture. Now, they're not giving account for how they convert into a new culture when they couldn't for 3.5 million years. Here they're telling something now. And if you have a good sense, you will question, how did they become a culture after they are almost 3.5 million years making stone tools? And what kind of new culture could they be in 16,000 years when Bronze Age only began in the 3000 BC? What kind of new culture now? What have they been doing? Known as Magdalenian. Where they get Magdalenian from? European. Why? You know, that is drawing close upon like Mary Magdalene. You see what I mean? These white people. You see, where are they getting names from to use? They don't come from a species that talk, but make stone tools and can light a fire. So you will catch them into things that they say that they're not paying attention to it. Possibly rooted in the old Gravitian, all them words and all them kind of something there. You know, you don't know where they make them up from, and then they will talk about Latin and all them kind of things. This culture soon superseded the Solutirian. Who are Solutirian? Area and the Gravitian of mainly France, Spain, Germany, Italy, Poland, Portugal, and Ukraine. You see, so they are making up stuff now to make it seem, you know, but they call themselves the modern man anyway. They are modern people, mean the interbreed, a cross between Homo erectus and the sapien people, right? The two subgroup of the sapien, the Neanderthals and the wise sapien. That's where they become, by their criminal act against the African people, the hybrid people. This is what they are hiding, my friends. Because why do they hate the African people the way they do? That you don't have any record of us going after them and trying to hurt them or anything like that. Why they can come to all of our territory and behave like, oh, they want to be nice. The next thing you know, they take full control of our place and say they are controlling us with law. And all them kind of stuff. And simply because we're not knowledgeable enough to know what they're doing, they get away with it. Until now. Since when they know anything about France, Spain, Germany and Italy. Since when? Since when? Since they encountered the African people. Not 3.5 million years between Africa and Europe. They didn't know no place else. But right there in Europe, Asia, and Eurasia. That's all they knew. And the steppe right in that area. So if you think I'm joking, I'm not joking. When they talk about they come here and raise up a whole new world and we are under them, no, I'm telling you. I'm serious. These fucking white people, they don't have no shame. They want to take everything we have and claim, you know, they've been wealthy all along. No, that must never go any further than right where it's at. And I am telling you, and you must further this study, your knowledge, and get these fucking ass people back where they come from. You know, they and the church. Let us take the church there with them. And the Bible and Jesus. Otherwise, I'm telling you, when destruction is going to come, you're not going to be saved at all. Okay? You won't have no soul to be saved because we have enough time to get ourselves out of the rut. You see, with these talking serpents, white fucking ass white people. Now, it goes on to say this. When did civilization begin in Europe? I'm asking these questions. DNA analysis. Unearth origins of Minoans. Why are they talking about Minoans? You see what I mean? These white people, all morph, like I said, they morph. That's what they use. And because we don't have any interest to find out. But you bet, I have always wanted to know, get knowledge of things, right? I didn't know things like these exist, but they're coming into me. Because I'm reading, and I'm saying, oh, really? Don't you turn right when the sign says turn right, and you must turn right? Or turn left when you must turn left? That's what you do. Well, I'm reading, and I have to follow what the words are telling me, right? So nobody can blame me for that. So it goes on that they're saying, they're coming up now with DNA analysts and Earth origins of Minoans, the first major European civilization. See, the first European civilization. How do they get, you know, now DNA analysts unearth Minoans, the first major European civilization? How do they get a civilization in Minoa, in Minoan, which was an African place? You see what I mean? So, see, they are spreading themselves out in our region, right, who settled down into this part of the world. You see, whereas they were up there to Europe and not able to go nowhere, right, because, and for 3 million years, in 2 million years in Africa, 2 million years, that's a long time, and they didn't go and find Spain, Germany, Italy, and Poland, Portugal, and Ukraine. You see what I mean? They don't have anything to give us as a history that they were here and there and nothing like that. But now they come up because African people have a history of where they settled and stuff like that. And they have to come now and find a way to joke their fucking sick their primate self. They have to stick their primate self in. You see, when you're reading how they learn to read and learn skills from us and going to our institution and learn to be priests and all this kind of stuff and to mock worship the gods and everything like that. No, they're not going to tell you about that. You have to find out, you know, outside of what them are tell you. So it goes on to say, yes, them are tell you now where see them European civilization start. European civilization, meaning white people, because they couldn't be mixing up Minoans with Europe. You don't do that. And now that didn't do that, because now people call white people Europeans, right? And that's what they're using against us. When they're caught talking about Jews, they're talking about themselves and talk about African people at the same time. So when they are going to call themselves Jews, you have to know when they are not calling African people Jews. You have to know that. This is what is going on here. So it goes on to say, DNA analyst is unearthing the origins of the Minoans who some 5,000 years ago established the first advanced Bronze Age civilization in present-day Crete. So, you see, inside of this here, when they talk about European civilization, if Crete and Greece is in Europe, and they are telling you Minoans and Europeans, our day and time, we don't mix up Europe with Minoans. Minoans is in, I think, in Crete, somewhere there, right? So what I'm telling you, what these white people are writing for to fool up and mess up our minds is that when they bungle up European, that denotatively we think are white people we call European. So Minoans, mixing up Minoans with European civilization, they are claiming Minoan black, not black people, but Minoan hybrid Africans, they are claiming this civilization of hybrid people when they talk about Minoans, because you have the king there that is a god, Minoas or something like that, a king, right? So when you talk about civilization that are Minoans and talk about European civilization, they are actually morphing, and you don't know. They're morphing themselves onto African people, and you don't know until when you find out it's too late. You don't know where you're at with it. DNA analysts, okay? Okay, so now they are telling you now something that balancing what they're saying to say, well, then these Minoans who some 5,000 years ago established the first advanced Bronze Age, which is it's not Europe, it's not white people, it's not white people establishing Bronze Age, it's not white people, but they are putting themselves in a position to inherit what they call Minoan civilization. That's what they're doing with this. I don't know if you can see what I'm saying, but that's what they go around and doing. Like they come to America and they say they don't come from no place else but America. They won't even tell you that they come from England. They are America. They come from Palestine. And wherever else they come from, You know, they come and they are Americans now. Why are they Americans? And it's the bogus AD and Adamani they are using to christen everybody as American. And nobody object to it. You know what I mean? All of our beloved mighty people that speak out for civil rights and against white supremacy, they are actually in the church of the white people whilst they are talking against them at the same time. You can't, the church don't belong to us. And why is it so difficult for us to understand that? I just began to read, clear to me. All right? Church is not a part of our history. So I'm fully a believer like most everybody else. So it goes on. When did Erectus evolve into Homo sapiens? In the interbreeding, right? Erectus evolved into Y sapien not once, but several times as each subgroup of Homo erectus living in its own territory passed some. How did it happen? Yes. How did it happen? Yeah. How did it happen? What are the evidences to know prehistory people's life? So these Homo erectus, like I say, when we were leaving, our people were leaving Africa 100,000 years ago, long time ago, right? 100,000 years ago, how did they evolve into Y sapien blood, you see? Not once, but several times. As each subspecies of Homo erectus living in its own territory passed some postulated critical threshold. How did it happen? What are the evidences to know prehistory people's life? Minoan. Minoans of stone tools. All right, listen to this. Who are the people that use stone tools? Is the white people that we call Europeans, right? He says Minoan stone tools statues and paintings, footprints, and other traces of human behavior in prehistoric record tells where and how humans first lived and when
some technological innovations were discovered. You see, now they are telling you now, when I tell you that they're morphing themselves the way they were using Minoans and civilization. Now, see, they follow up with the trick like I've been trying to alert you. Now they are saying Minoans of stone tools, which means they are trying to say, use the fact they are using when they came and take over the Crete place. They begin to go on the Minoans, like they are Minoans. They refer to themselves as Minoans. Minoans are black. They're not white people. I don't mean to say black people either. I mean to say they are ethnic Africans. You see, I mean, forget about this black name that they're calling African ethnic people. We are not black. Okay? Don't make nobody call you black. A human hybrid. You are an ethnic person. Okay? You're not black. Okay. So now you can see how they begin to talk about Minoans, stone tools, statues, and paintings. Who do you expect are Minoans in this? But the African resident people who live in Minoa for a long time with a king ruling. These guys now begin to, know more and more things and have control over things and can kick out the African people out of where they live. This is what you see right here. So now, when I talk about stone tools, you, with good sense, know that stone tools don't belong to Minoans. So if they are calling Minoans, they lately come there and begin to call themselves Minoans and talk about their statues and paintings, footprints, and other traces of human behavior. You hear that? Other traces of human behavior. In prehistoric record tells where and how humans first lived and when some technological innovation were discovered. Now, this is what I'm trying to tell you about these white monkey people. You see what I mean? We don't need them in our territories, in our jurisdiction. You see, we don't want them in our territory, and we must be serious about that. You're not going out here to fight with them with guns. But what about you going to church? Church is not ours. You see what they do to get themselves across to us? The kind of stuff they do? It's a whole bunch of this they do. Now, if we don't really get up on our feet and begin to, like, know how to live, these folks are going to hold us down into their sodomy world, and we can't come out. Because these are the technical things that they do to destroy us. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. We are a people of kingship. Go into the World History Textbook and you will see that we have our government of kingship, from thousands upon thousands of years ago, that the gods gave it to us, let's say in the 3000 BC, after the procession of rule had its course, we were the last to inherit kingship. What are we doing? What is Africa doing? Well, we have our own cerebrum and cerebellum brain. We must use it. And if we use it and use it the right way, be sure we get rid of these faggot monkeys, call themselves Europeans. Okay, that's what they are. We will get the power to remove them. They will move on their own 2 feet. You take good care and hope to see you on the next edition.
Let's go.